Pues porque pasan por no digo nada, ¿no? How is the eye of the Lord? Lord's eye is like the lotus, and the lotus is the color of the buttock of a monkey. In this way, the Jagat Prakash was explaining that Vedic mantra. Ramanuj was a small boy. He was sleeping on the back of the of his professor. Two, three drops of tears fell on the back of the professor, Jagat Prakash. So Jagat Prakash, turned his neck and found Ramanuja weeping, shedding tears. Why you have any pain? Sudden pain in your body? No. Why then you worry? By hearing your explanation of the Vedic literature. Why? Acharya Shankar has given this meaning and you don't have any reverence for him. Can you give any other interpretation? Ramanuj told, if you order, I shall try. Yes, I give a chance to you. You explain how. The Ramanuj told, kopi, ko, kong means water. Pi, pankara, that is drinking. Kopyasam, kopi, pundariko means lotus. Lotus that is seated on the stem by which he drinks the water. That is fresh lotus, which is still having its not plucked out, but still sitting on the stem. Stem kopi means kongpivati anena, by which one drinks water, that is kopi, not monkey here. So the lotus that is already seated in the stem and getting food, such fresh lotus is compared with the eyes of the Supreme Lord. Then the other Prakash saw that boy, in future, he will be a great enemy of the Acharya Shankara. As he tried his best afterwards, a gang was prepared, even to attempt to over the life of Ramanuja, but could not do anything. Now, this time, Jagat Prakash is called by the king to cure his daughter attacked, supposed to be attacked by the ghost. Jagat Prakash went and tried. Then the ghost within the daughter, the princess, is told by the mouth of the princess that I won't care this scholar. He was only in his previous birth, he was a mongoose, and by chance taking the remains of a Vaishnava, he has become Brahmin this life. But still not a pure Brahmin, so I do not care for him. But he has got one disciple, Ramanuja by name, young boy. If he comes and touches by his feet dust on my head, then I shall go away. I will be saved and I shall go away. Then Jagat Prakash wanted to concede the fact, but the king was very anxious. Oh, who is the boy, the disciple? Please send him, let us try. My daughter is at stake. So what to do? He was compelled to send Ramanuja. And Dhamani Jogar, the king took the feet dust and the put. Then the Brahmadatti came out, a Brahmin ghost. As I am now delivered from my past bad activity, I am going very merry now, and blessed. In this way, that occasion was finished. Next, the ghost went away. Next, another incident came, that he was out and out Shaivite. He gave an announcement in his kingdom that Shiva is the highest god, not Narayana or any other. And that was throughout his kingdom, within his kingdom, that announcement was given. If anyone wants to oppose, he must come here and see what is this. Then none opposed him. Everyone knew he is a very bad temperamented king. So no Pandit ventured. Then when all came back, yes, all have accepted that Shiva is the highest god. Then one of his courtmen told him, this is ordinary Pandit. They have given their sign, but not a bona fide Vaishnava has given any sign. But who is bona fide Vaishnava? The Ramanujacharya. If you get his sign, then of course you may think that your whole of your country has accepted Shiva as their servant. Then I call for Ramanuja. He must have to give his sign. Then persons went to fetch Ramanuja. They could also understand previously that horse is coming to capture them there, and if they cannot acknowledge, then they may be punished in any way. Ramanuja has one very favorite and near relative as well as disciple, one Kureth Alwar. He told Ramanuja. Ramanuja was in Saffron, in Sannyasi dress. He was a Sannyasi. But they will come and capture you. What to do? If you leave all our Vaishnava faith will be alive. But he will kill you, then everything will go. Then what to do? They advised him, take the white dress and go out and give your sannyasi garment to me. I shall go to represent you there. And though reluctant in the beginning, ultimately Ramanuja had to accept that proposal. And he changed his dress, gave it to Kuret, and took his white dress, and then passed through the besieged the town, the Siangam. They passed through white dress, come to capture Ramanuja. He is a sannyasi, a red dress, saffron. So Ramanuja safely passed away, and they came and they captured Kuresh and took him to the court. The king in the court asked, who is the highest god, Shiva or Vishnu? Then in a sporting way, the Kuresh answered, that Kak seems to be bigger than Shiva. such cock in the that southern section in Kerala, there is a process of measurement. Poor Shiva, Shiva means when like one people are cut up, like cup, some measurement cup.
Yes.
The poor cup, which is known as Shiva, next one cock, another measurement. So Ramanu is told that cock is greater than Shiva. He sarcastically told answer that way. The poor Shiva makes one kako, the measurement of the crops. Then the king was very much enraged. He has come to cut jokes with me. This fellow saved my daughter one time. So I won't take his life, but take off the eyeballs and leave him. That was the order. So at once the two eyes were taken away from Kures and is left in the mango garden, mango tree, outside the town. Then gradually his own men came, friends came and took him there. He did not mind. And that boy once saved my daughter, so I should not do anything more. At that time, Ramanuja, about 20 years, the whole of Hindustan he wandered. He went to Kashmir, and there he got old commentaries of Vedanta. He has mentioned in his book, Dravida, Tonko, Bodhayan, the old commentaries of Vedanta he collected from Kashmir and other parts of northern India. He came to Navadvipa, went to Puri, and then again, Kripa Kantha died. That is also an incident. Kripa Kantha came himself, to Srirangam again with his force to see whether any conspiracy is going on against Godhead of Shiva there in the Vaishnava camp, the Srirangam. Then suddenly at night he was roaming and one gentleman came and with a dagger wounded him on the throat. And then he was seriously wounded, and his own people carried him to the capital, and there was jam. In that wound there was jam, and he was named as Kripa Kantha. Kripa means jam, and the Kantha is throat. And he lived, his name was Kripa Kantha. Then he left the campaign against the Vaishnava. Then Ramanuja went and preached Vaishnavism. The ghost cannot stand before Krishna consciousness, Vishnu consciousness. No separate evil representation. Avadrani vidhunoti sinnodang sakatha krishna punya savana kirtana aridantastu javadrani vidhunoti surichadang. Whatever undesirable, avadrani, whatever ungentle, awkward things are within us, that are all brushed aside by Krishna consciousness. As when the sun rises, all sorts of darkness are to it, all misconceptions, different type of misconception in the world of misunderstanding and the misreading and the separate interest. when we successfully merge ourselves to the universal interest of the whole organism, that is Krishna consciousness of the Absolute. Krishna consciousness I merge. I throw myself into Krishna consciousness, all separate consciousness are to each other, and they are all so many parts of misconception, separate consciousness. The result of separate consciousness, the heat between this and that, so many. But when I prepare and I throw myself for the universal flow, all selfish agents will have to retire once for all. They can't, no interest they can find there in the ocean of Krishna consciousness. That is, it is so harmonizing, so forceful, so accommodating, and so purified that nothing can stand against that Krishna consciousness. Sinnadam Shakata Krishna, Punya Savana Kirtana, Vidyantasthi Javat. This is all avadra, ungentle things. They cannot have any stand in our heart. Heart is will be captured by Krishna himself gradually, and his men, his agents are wandering here, there, everywhere. And they won't tolerate that what is dedicated to Krishna, they will be again influenced and captured by the unholy agents of the misunderstood world. So, surrender to Krishna, take his name, I am yours. None will venture to approach the property of Krishna. What is Krishna consciousness? What have you heard about Krishna? The Absolute, the all forceful, none can challenge him, his authority. So, surrender to Krishna, and Krishna's property, none can encroach. It is very self-evident thing. Keep for yourself, anyone will come and try to capture, forcefully take possession. Our poverty, anyone can come and take forceful possession. But Krishna's poverty, none will venture to capture. So surrender, Hare Krishna, Gauru, take the name of the Lord, and say, I am yours. I does not belong to anyone but you, my Lord. I wholesale, I belong to you. Kekhala.
Skullan.
Gaur Haril Bol, Gaur Haril Bol, Gaur Haril Bol. By our surrendering to Krishna, all sorts of undesirable things will have to retire, must have to retire. They have to leave their position to Krishna, the Absolute Authority. Only we must write something, some document to Krishna. I am giving it to you, my Lord. None will venture. Whatever forceful position are there already, they will have to retire with all their documents. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So exclusive Krishna consciousness. I belong to none but you, my Lord. Even as I do not belong to me, my ego, the ego of separate interest must be dissolved, and the one will find that I am Krishna's. I belong to Krishna, my inner self belongs to Krishna, or the outer ego, that thinks I am master of this world, I am monarch of all I serve. Hare Krishna. Hidaya. Go to Krishna Mahaprabhu, please accept me, my Lord. What is this that formerly I have devoted to you, and these evil agents are coming and disturbing me? You do not take care of taking possession of your own property. I am your property. If anything wrong within my document, please correct it and accept. So hearty transaction, and none will venture to encroach you. It will be considered as the property of Krishna. What to speak of a ghost? The Shiva Durga, powerful gods, they will have to retire when anything offered to Krishna. None can stand to fight against him. Only our misfortune separated us from him. Really we belong to him, but our this maya, illusory conception of our false interest has taken us away from him. Sarupi Savar Hai Guru Kecha Sthiti. Future adaptability, possible adaptability is only there, connection. Though I am in the marginal position from the beginning of time. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. This is Navadvip Dham. The Nityananda Prabhu is the Lord of this Dham. And he voluntarily approaches every householder and say, Indan Sri Gauranga within your heart, and what property you will get you do not imagine. Such rishi will be in your life, accept Sri Gauranga. My bhais, accept Sri Gauranga. Install him in your heart, and you will be enriched beyond his conception, even in dream. So, appeal to Nityananda Prabhu. And this place, Aparad Bhanjan part, when after Sannyas Mahaprabhu came here again, all the culprits of previous time fell on his feet, and they are all excused. They are forgiven. That is the Aparad Bhanjan. All serious offenses were forgiven when he came here in this Kuliya after Sannyas. This is such a place. And the Ganges, the Govardhan of Vrindavan in conceived form. Pray to Nityananda Prabhu. Please offer me to Sri Gauranga and I will get Vrindavan automatically. We are told by the expert. So please accept me, give me admission card. None will venture to encroach on me. Tunga Vidya has easily contaminated. Her ghost has come to you.
When she was
captured both of you.
When she had high fever when I went to Calcutta. I went to Calcutta and that night she had high fever, 104. And that time he came, she said.
So illusory prayer, illusory juggling. Jugglery.
He never came back.
Jugglery of the mental face. Nasty is a mental disease. A sort of mental disease. Whims. So many whims. Hunting in our in subtle and gross form. So many whims are hunting in our mental area. As much as Krishna consciousness will take possession of our heart, they will have to appear automatically. No other alternative they will have. Our Guru Maharaj told, only allow the Krishna consciousness to land on your heart, and the Krishna consciousness will capture the whole. None can stand against him in any fight. Krishna consciousness is so generous, so broad, so powerful, so heart-touching that none can stand against him when he wants to capture. Because every place is his home, home comfort, home assurance, home affection assurance I am getting. So all have to retire. I will have to retire. Such is Krishna consciousness. All proposals of all different prospects of life will have to retire forever when Krishna consciousness enters into that in any part. It is such homely, a real Lord of heart. When he comes, all foreigners have to go away. No other alternative they have. It's such Krishna consciousness. All our inner demands, only he can satisfy. Every part of our heart demand is fully satisfied by him only. So when he comes to enter, to take position, as with the sweet relationship of every atom in our existence, all other possessors have to retire forever. He is such Krishna consciousness. Love is his weapon, sympathy, ownness. I am your own. So much own that you have never experienced that such one can be become our own. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. In Dhaka town, once a big building was known to the public, the haunted by ghosts. So the college students, they took it and make it their boarding. One night they find the college students that their cook was cooking some meat and in a cauldron. One student suddenly came and found that the cook's head is within that cauldron and is in the fire. Then the college students left at once that boarding and fled away here. That house was vacant. And Gauriya Math people went there to open a center that vacant and in a good road. The road is a public road, important road of the town, near college, heart of the city, and that room, a two-story building, is vacant. They wanted to hire that house. People don't go there. The college students had to fly away. An evil spirit is hunting there. Well, let us see. No ghost can stand against Hari Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan. So we shall try. But they enter, take possession, and remain there for several years, but no trace of any ghost. Here in Gaya also, there's another ghost house. of the Mohammedans, a big place in the big building, a very fair building, left by hunted by goats. That was also taken possession by Gauriya Math, but no ghost. There is in Madhupur also, one ghost hunted house. We went there. In Gaya, everywhere I went, but in Gaya also, Madhupur. But at night, for some time I was alone there, only with a light and taking the name of Krishna, but I did not find any trace of any ghost there. Then another gentleman hanged here in this bamboo group. And then that new blue house was told that some lived there, told there is a ghost has entered that man that hanged nearby. I went there 3 days, 3 nights I stayed there, but no trace of ghost. They say before I come here, in that bamboo cluster, there was some hideous ghost. But I came here, I never found any trace of ghost. Now they say that no ghost is here. Why? Hari Nam, Hari Krishna, the Krishna consciousness cannot tolerate any thought, evil action of the evil agents. Hari Krishna. So no ghost. Hari. It is concoction of our mental states. And that may help us, that may help us in one way, to take surrender to Krishna, being afraid by their attack, possible attack. We may be encouraged to take the shelter of Krishna more intensely. Please save me, my Lord, as the scare is coming to me. More closely. Tumi bina karo nahi hi Radha Raman. O Lord of Radha, Radhika, I am your property. You utilize, please utilize me in any service, however it may be, however mean and lower service it may be. Please give me some sort of service in connection of you. Nityananda Prabhu, you have come to rescue the fallen. I am fallen of the fallen. Please come and help me. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. What ghost? It may be bigger in consideration with our ability, but it is nothing in comparison with the infinite power of Krishna, Gauranga Nityananda, nothing, no position. So teeny soul, when you take shelter to the biggest, then everything will have to go away, vanish, vanish. We are small, but our connection may be with the highest. That is the line by which we can avoid all undesirable thing. As Guru Maharaj once told in his lecture in Bombay, the girl, poor girl, have nothing she has got in possession. But if she is married to a prince, with that connection with the prince, so the kingdom can come under her command. Through the relationship with the prince, she can think that the whole kingdom is mine. But he was on the street the other day. But this connection with the prince may make him think that the whole kingdom is at my command. Such high position we may get if we get a real connection with Krishna, through him everything is ours. We do not care for anything. Okay. All right. Very good. Finish it. To cure his fever. And Krishna's headache, by the feet dust of the devotees, their medicine. So Absolute also, in his Lila, wants the help of the devotees, cooperating, coexistence. Direct, indirect, one. Annaya dikarata. Annaya dikarata. Pritetang jat pratiyeta no pratiyeta chatmani. Tadviddhad atmano mayang jatha bhasu jatha tama. Puri Maharaj, do you know this verse?
It's a chapter shloki. One of the chapter shlokis of the Bhagavatam.
He
says, is it one of the chatur shlok?
Please explain this. Ritirthang jat patiyeta no patiyeta chatmani tat viddhad atmano mayam jatha bhasu jatha tama. Arthang Riti Jat Patiyeta. What comes to our conception and not the real purpose, the real truth, the apparent truth. Arthang, not proper reading, proper meaning. Not proper meaning of the existence, what comes to us, improper reading, improper meaning. Artha ishu abhigya, sarat, artha, the purpose of the existence of anything and everything. The end of life, the purpose of life, fulfillment. Whatever without that does not hit that point. Not the purpose of life, that is Maya. Artham riti jagprit, arthishu abhigya sarat, nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. Artha means the real meaning of the life for which we are meant, we are created, the real object. I had an engagement. Arth. Artham Riti Jatpati Yeta. Without the real purpose of life, whatever comes to our mind, to us, no Patiyeta Chapmani. And what that sort of conception is totally absent when we are in full conception of Atma, soul, in the spiritual realm. In the pure spiritual realm, we can't trust that. No Patiyeta Chatmani, Tad Vidyad Atmano Maya. And what we can find in the spiritual sphere, that is Yoga Maya. Nahang Prakasa Sadvasya Yoga Maya Samavata. That is Yoga Maya. And here it is Mahamaya. Ritirthang Yat Patiyeta, no Patiyeta. Next question. Besides, leads us astray. The real object of life is avoided. Rite thang jat patiyeta no patiyeta chatmani tad vidyadat mano mayam yatha vasuya. That created that separate ego, separate interest, out-carrying current, not center-carrying current, yoga maya, center-carrying, towards the center, towards Krishna. Center means central existence, the deeper, deepest existence. Truth of truth, satyasya satyam. Have you read this shloka? Satyabhatam, satyaparam, te satyam, satyasya joni, nihitam cha satye, satyasya satyam, rita satya netvam, satyatma kamtam, saranam kakamna. Do you know this book?
No,
Guru. It is in the Brahmastav, and just before the appearance of Krishna, all the gods, with Brahma has come to chant in praise of Krishna. Stop. There it is meant. Satya, satya, satya. Different conceptions of truth from all standpoints. Satya bhatam, satya param, te satyam. Satyasya joni, nitam cha satye. Satyasya satyam, rita satya netam. Satyatma kamatam saranam prabhanna. So many conceptions of truth. Truth approached from different standpoint direction. What is truth? Oh, it's a variegated approach to understand what is truth. What is the conception of real truth that is given there? Satya, satya, satya. And the connection of the truth with Krishna. It's Krishna's connection with truth as we know it. In Gaya Prabhupada, in some place, explained this shloka. And a new light are coming. I am alone there, and no pen, no paper. I can't note it, but I feel so much uneasiness because I can't note it. I even cannot attend his explanation. Perplexed. But what to do? No paper, no pencil, no other person. If I tried at least to keep it in memory, that would have also been something. But I was so embarrassed.